I wonder when this was said and written, upon whom our Lord was looking when he said, not a hair of your head shall perish without God's consent. For some people, that's a long time ago. But nevertheless, we are here and we are now. We celebrate on this day of the week, which is dedicated to the Most Holy Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the Immaculate Conception, the Immaculate Heart, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. We are here also to celebrate the feast of a couple of saints. And of course, there are many, many feasts today. As you see, we had a second collect with other saints. I did not have time to look them up, so you can look them up for yourselves. But nevertheless, martyrs, martyrs of the faith, martyrs for Christ, martyrs for our Catholic faith. And this is very important because most people, they don't want to get up on Sunday. That's too much of a sacrifice. Or any other day of the week, that's too much of a sacrifice. But imagine dying for Christ. And Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, who were friends but did not die together, but for some reason they were put together. Saint Cornelius was a pope in the middle of the 3rd century, and he reigned for a very short time, and then he was put to death because he refused to sacrifice to the Roman gods. And so he was put to the sword. Saint Cyprian, on the other hand, was Bishop of Carthage in Northern Africa. And we have many of his epistles that were sent between himself and the popes that reigned during his time in Carthage, and also other bishops that he knew. He also was in the middle of the 3rd century, and the persecution was, at the very least, that of the horrible hater of the church, the Emperor Decius, around 250, who killed many, many hundreds of thousands, if not more, of Catholics. And of course, St. Cornelius is in the Roman canon. So we hear his name, or we say his name. You hear it spiritually or read it from your missals at every Mass, in every canon of the Mass, throughout the whole year. And then St. Cyprian, Bishop, Archbishop of Carthage in Northern Africa, which of course was put under by the persecution of the Muslims in the 6th and 7th century. Over 300 dioceses in Northern Africa that were exterminated. It was not a Holocaust, it was a super Holocaust. So some can complain, we can complain more if we wish. So St. Cyprian wrote many, many epistles and fought heresy right and left. And then he was apprehended and taken before the governor. And he was condemned to death because he refused to sacrifice to the gods. Again, every time we pay homage to the pagan gods or the devils, and they are equal, by the way, according to most fathers of the church, then we betray our Lord and betray our holy Catholic faith. And so the millions of martyrs did not betray our Lord or the holy Catholic faith. And St. Cyprian was taken and told, you shall offer incense to the Roman gods or else. And St. Cyprian simply took up his cope and then his dalmatic, which bishops wear under their chasuble or their cope. And all he left on was the alb, the white garment, which we still wear to this day underneath our other vestments. And he lay down on the floor, on the ground, and put his head out. And then he bound his own eyes, because it was the custom to bind the eyes of those condemned, because that way, when they did not see the sword or the axe coming, they would not move. And then he had the deacon, Julian, who was with him, tie his hands behind his back so he could not move them, because the body has certain reflexes over which we have no control. And so He did this, and at that moment, the axe fell, and his head rolled, and he was a martyr for Christ. And of course, the reading from the Book of Wisdom reminds us, in their mind, they were dead. They were worthless, but not in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, they are great heroes. And so too for us, if and when God calls us to the glory of martyrdom, then we shall be heroes if we do not give in to temptation. So may God and the Blessed Mother, Saints Cornelius, Pope and Martyr, Saint Cyprian, Archbishop and Martyr, intercede for us and all the other martyrs who are celebrated on this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.